It seems more and more North Florida families are literally self-destructing.
The cases, the circumstances are more complex. The severity of the abuse and neglect seems to be at a higher level. There's considerable domestic violence and severe substance abuse. There's significant methamphetamine issues, so a lot of children are being severely neglected as a result of the parent or parents' substance abuse.
That's Deborah Moore, director of the Guardian Ad Litem program for the Second Judicial Circuit.
Starting about 2 years ago, and we've really felt the larger number, the most significant increase probably in the past year. This time last year, we were serving 150 children less than what we are now. So we are definitely at, if not over, 700 children for the Second Judicial Circuit, which covers six counties.
Each of those children is assigned an adult advocate. That person looks out for the best interests of the child as they are shunted through the legal system. And more cases means more advocates are needed, so no child goes without.
We were just going along pretty well with the number of volunteer child advocates that we had to be ensure that every child was assigned an advocate. But as those numbers increased, we've just felt like that we needed to put the gas pedal on a little bit more to recruit and ensure that we're bringing on as many volunteer child advocates as we need, no matter how many children are referred to us.
One such advocate is Sean Ruane. He became an advocate a few years ago.
One of my neighbors was a foster parent, and they had a number of children that they were fostering, and I could see the relationship they were building and how important that was to those children. Contrast that with the stories you hear just day in, day out of the terrible things that are happening to children, children being neglected and abused. I've been blessed with a good job, stable environment where I have some spare time, and how can I use that to help?
Ruane says being an advocate has been rewarding and fulfilling for him.
I was very fortunate in that the first case that I worked with, the young man was a teenager and he was adopted and he's now attending college and doing pretty well. So it's very satisfying to see something like that. And I know they're not always quite like that, but there's always an opportunity to make their lives better. So I think every volunteer has some story where they've made lives better and therefore made their life better.
At the same time, Ruane insists the program's demands on his time haven't been a burden. Director Moore says all advocates assume their duties with all the tools they need to do the job.
We want to make the training, which is critical to knowing what to do, how to do it, we've made that more convenient for individuals. We have added Saturday trainings, and we have online training. There's a portion of the certification training that is online, but we've added additional online so that we can hopefully not have that be a barrier for anyone if they feel like that this is a good fit for them.
And Moore hopes being a guardian ad litem child advocate will be a good fit for more volunteers, especially men like Ruane and retirees who bring a unique set of skills to the task. Information about the program is online.
They can look at our local website, www.gal2.org, and then our statewide website is a great resource as well, www.guardianadlitem.org.
For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.